With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. President Biden is commuting the sentences of most every prisoner on federal death row.
President Joe Biden says he's converting from death row to life in prison the sentences of 37 of the 40 people on death row in federal prison. The only three prisoners still sentenced to death, Boston Marathon bomber Dzhokhar Tsarnaev, Dylan Roof, who massacred nine black church members in Charleston, South Carolina, and Robert Bowers, who shot to death 11 members of a synagogue in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. President-elect Donald Trump has spoken often about expanding the death penalty to include those caught selling drugs. Donna Water, Washington.
The man accused of fatally shooting the UnitedHealthcare CEO in New York has pleaded not guilty to murder and terror charges, the state case that will run parallel to his federal prosecution.
The Manhattan District Attorney formally charged Luigi Mangione last week with multiple counts of murder, including murder as an act of terrorism. That case will run parallel to his federal case. The federal charges could carry the possibility of the death penalty, while the maximum sentence for his state charges is life in prison without parole.
And that's correspondent Jeremy House. Also at SRNNews.com, New York City's police commissioner calls it one of the most depraved crimes that a person could commit. A 33-year-old illegal migrant from Guatemala is in custody after allegedly setting a fellow subway rider on fire, then calmly watching as the victim perished. The female victim was asleep and was randomly attacked. Several injuries, a couple of small drones collided midair, falling into the crowd at a weekend Christmas show in downtown Orlando. The FAA is investigating. On Wall Street, the Dow down 180 points, the NASDAQ 23 points higher. This is SRN News. More disturbing suicide numbers from Canada.
The government says that of all the non-terminally ill people who took their own life with the help of a doctor last year, about half were simply lonely. Pro-life advocates and others warned that when Canada began to allow non-terminally ill people to commit suicide, these kinds of results would soon follow. The government has already revealed that assisted suicide now accounts for one in every 20 deaths in Canada, the highest percentage ever recorded. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Israelis are increasingly moving out of the country since the October 7, 2023 Hamas attack. Government statistics estimate that just over 40,000 people departed long-term during the first 7 months of this year, a 59% increase over the same period in 2023. Meanwhile, some 33,000 people have moved into the country since the attack. That's about on par with previous years. This is SRN News. Plans to pump more money into the inflation-weary U.S. economy, with a million taxpayers slated to get up to $1,400 from the IRS in the coming weeks.
The money will be directly deposited into eligible people's bank accounts or sent in the mail by a paper check. Most people shouldn't get their hopes up, though, about receiving the cash. The IRS says it's distributing about $2.4 billion to taxpayers who failed to claim a recovery rebate credit on their 2021 tax returns after missing one of the COVID stimulus payments or receiving less than the full amount. The IRS says most taxpayers eligible for the federal stimulus payments receive them. I'm Shelley Adler.
Christmas is almost here, and there's no end in sight to the strike targeting online retailing giant Amazon. In fact, the Teamsters walkout is growing, with more Amazon workers joining the job action. More details, SRNNews.com.